a serious problem in our communities, and I'd like to maybe share an insight which addresses this and a piece of advice that might be helpful. There's a very serious mental health issue, which could be, I guess, roughly defined as perfectionism. You know, a person just has to do it, has to be perfect. If it's not perfect, now this has many clinical definitions and words and letters to represent it. But basically, it's a perfectionist tendency. I guess I don't know if it's a joke, but the word on perfectionism is, if I can't be perfectly good, I might as well be perfectly bad, because I gotta be perfect. It's an illness. It really is. There's something wrong. It's a terrible plague when it plagues a person. But I think that there's a comment in the Ralbag which indicates that it may be a little bit more prevalent than we realize. The Ralbag says in this Toelis over here, this is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu marrying the daughter of Yisroi. He says, "V'hu sheroi la'od," it says a Toelis in Midos, "V'hu sheroi la'odum kishelo yuchal lahasik toiv ma be'ofen sholim." When a person can't achieve good, a certain good, in the most perfect way, he should satisfy himself with that which is possible to achieve of this good. He shouldn't absolutely withhold this toiv from himself, because he can't get it in the perfect way. Should not just can't holding it back. It won't happen. And it's lo yimna. He's doing it himself in a tsura muchletes, that this is absolute. It can't be. I can't get it. But if in shalim, forget it. Lo zetimtza ki Moshe mipnei shlo yuchal mishu yochel ahasig lo kachas isha meyamoy. Moshe couldn't get a Jewish girl because he couldn't go back to Mitzrayim. And I guess if they got someone to leave Mitzrayim, Paro would know about it. Li yerosu mi Paro. He was afraid of Paro. So he had no option. Paro shouldn't figure out that he's hanging out here in Midian. Hiskim lo kachas bas Yisroi hamidyonis kedei sheyia loy bonim. He was maskim to take bas Yisroi in order that he should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of having children. So this is a raya that a person should not, when he can't achieve the ultimate toiv, that he should not disregard, just dismiss doing anything at all, and he should do, I guess you would say, which as best as he can. Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentally in trouble, and the Ralbag is not giving directives for mental health professionals. We're talking about normal human psychology. Now, it seems very strange that in normal human psychology that there's such a thing. How can we justify such a thing? I can't do it, but even hachi sholem. And he's not only talking about marriage, he's talking about everything, he says. For who sheroi lam kishelo yuchal ahasik toiv ma. Any toiv. I want something good, but I want it, but even sholem. So therefore, I should not say, don't you dare say, lo yimona mimeno hatoiv ahu bemuchlet mipnei shlo yuchal ahasigo b'oifen sholem. Who's going to do such a thing? Got to be out of my mind. What am I, crazy? I have such an important thing to do. It's a chiv, it's a mitzvah, it's a desire, and I can't get it in its most perfect form. It seems to me it's a dover poshet that everybody would say, and that, you know, forget it in the less than perfect. Do the best you can. Not just the best you can, but the best you can. Shoot for the top and get as high up there as you can. No, I can't get sholem. Finished. I give up. it sounds like that this is part of the normal midas of a person. It's not abnormal psychology. The abnormal part is when a person takes it to the extreme, and it, you know, it becomes overwhelming, and I can't bypass it, and I can't overpower it, and it just takes control of my life. But it seems that this is normal human psychology, that a person wants, if I can't have it in the most perfect way, the tendency would be to just forget about it altogether, to just give up altogether. You see it in little children. You really see little children that they're building something, this, and one little thing, somebody messed up one little thing, it's not perfect anymore, they'll destroy the whole thing. I've seen it many times. And it's a normal human psychology, but it's a very dangerous one, because the line between this normal mida, which is a bad mida, a person shouldn't have it, and the exaggerated levels of it is not so far, not so big, not so distinct. And the more a person becomes a rogel in this, the closer it is, the easier it is to take it too far. And I think that today, a lot of people suffer from this sense, and maybe it's conscious sometimes, maybe it's even subconscious, I don't know. But they suffer, if I can't have it perfect, if I can't, and I want to do right, and I want perfection, and I'm sincere. If I'm sincere about the perfection, it's not a matter of choice, it's a matter of responsibility, it's a matter of chiyuv, so of course I have to, I can't do it, that one, forget it, it's over, I might as well give up. And it has so many different ramifications. It's the reason that tons of people, thousands of people go off the derech b'chlal, because they hear about shleimus, and that's the ultimate goal. They haven't heard enough about perspective and efforts and mashetuch alaseh v'libcho lashamayim and such things. So memela just becomes overwhelming. It's what? Yeah, I mean, this is Moshe Rabbeinu is Ruchnius. Moshe Rabbeinu is Ruchnius, the mitzvah of having children. That's Kadei Shiyu Loi Bonim. So it's something that I guess that my point is a suggestion, something we have to start working on from the very beginning. With our little children, we should start with being margal them, and it doesn't have to be perfect. And with ourselves too, little by little, anytime we catch, whether it's hidden or whether it's blatant, this discomfort because I can't get it. Try, strive, that's the goal. But the logic of doing the best you can is compelling. But the psychological need to be perfect is very powerful. And it's a mida, I think, that has to be uprooted. And I think certainly in terms of a safety net in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, in Yiddishkeit, in keeping people in you know, on the derech, I think that this is an extremely important point. And it's not one that should just be counseled when the tragedy is imminent and when the explosion is in process or has happened already. Then sometimes it's a little bit late. It's never too late, but it's a whole reconstruction project. But it should be counseled from the earliest stages. It should be part of our general upbringing. It should be part of our limud ha-musa. A person should learn musa about this midah. This is a midah, a toyeles in midahs, that a person, kishalo yuchol ha-hasig sholem, maybe should take this rabag and chazer it over 100 times. She is topic, b'ma, she'ef shalo la-hasig, me'atoyv ha-hu, and not cholila, to hold back, b'muchlet. No, absolutely not. I will not do less than this perfection. And if we work on that, then hopefully that the Nisoyan, which it seems Moshe Rabbeinu even faced, and it was a hisgabrus or an expression of a mida toiva that could have worked the other way, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do this, and we learn from here to apply it to everything else. Hopefully that we'll be able to have that benefit and not cholila be caught in a situation where the lack of ability to achieve the ultimate goal will cause such a tragic spiral downward that it could literally destroy us and destroy children, destroy Talmidim, destroy anyone.
How is that not extreme?
Maybe he was waiting. Maybe Moshe was just waiting. He was going to wait.